Hi, everybody, and welcome to A+. My name is Joe.
And my name is Laura.
Now, today we're going to be talking about a very special cafe that has to do with another issue that's in Taiwan. There are a lot of stray animals, stray dogs, out on the street, and this happens not just in Taiwan, but in a lot of countries.
Of course.
There's animals out on the street, and they reproduce, and it gets more and more and more. But luckily, in Taiwan, there are a lot of programs and charities and people dedicated to helping them.
没错，其实在台湾，而且是在各国的地方，我们都可以看到一些流浪猫或是流浪狗。那今天的课文就是跟这些流浪猫跟狗狗有关哦。So let's take a look at today's conversation.
The Cafe That Cares. Andrew and Tracy are at home.
What do you want to do tomorrow?
Why don't we spend the afternoon at a cafe?
Sounds great. Do you have a cafe in mind?
Yes, its name is Lang Lang Bie Ku. It's near Taipei Main Station.
That's a strange name.
It means stray animals, please don't cry.
I guess this cafe has something to do with stray animals.
Yes, it gives a home to cats and dogs.
So it looks after the animals until somebody adopts one?
That's right. It also gives 3% of each bill to animal shelters.
I can't wait to see this cafe.
Word power!
Strange. Strange. For someStrange reason, Wayne doesn't like to watch movies. For some strange reason, Wayne doesn't like to watch movies. Guess. Guess. I don't know the answer, so I'll just guess it. I don't know the answer, so I'll just guess it. Look after.Look after. The father looks after the children while their mother is at work. The father looks after the children while their mother is at work. Bill. Bill. The waiter gave us our bill after our meal.The waiter gave us our bill after our meal.
We start off, as usual, by setting the scene. And we have Andrew and Tracy. Andrew and Tracy are at home. They're just hanging out at home.
Okay, 所以一开始今天要介绍的主角呢就是 Andrew 以及 Tracy 这两个人哦。那现在的场景他们是在哪里呢 ?They are at home, 他们在家里哦。So, okay, I guess Andrew starts talking, right? What does he say?
Andrew just says, what do you want to do tomorrow? So they're trying to figure out some activity that they can do. So he's just asking that question. What do you want to do tomorrow? What should we do?
Right, 其实很多时候呢我们都会想说哎，明天要做什么所以一开始呢 Andrew 就说 What do you want to do tomorrow? 你明天想要做什么我们来听听看 Tracy 怎么说
Tracy says, why don't we spend the afternoon at a cafe? Of course, a cafe is a place that you can go to. Usually they serve things like coffee and tea, maybe some snacks, some food.
Cheesecake.
That's a beautiful thing.
Right.
And people like to spend a lot of time there. Sometimes people will do this. They will go spend a whole afternoon there. They'll go there at 1 in the afternoon. They won't leave until 5. They'll just sit there and sip some coffee, drink some tea, have a chat, gossip with each other. And it's a place you can go and kill time and have food and relax, of course.
Okay. So, no, Tracy, that's just 做一个建议。所以他是用 why don't we 这样开始句型。意思就是说哎，我们何不做什么事情呢那他就说什么呢 Why don't we spend the afternoon at a cafe? 哎，对了，这个下午你要不要去咖啡厅呢OK, 其中你有看到 spend 这个动词。通常 spend 我们会用在什么呢像是花钱啦 spend money, 或者是呢，我们也可以花或是耗费时间 spend some time、哦、所以这里的 the afternoon 我们当然可以用一段时间来代换，比如说 spend the morning or spend the whole day, 花早上啦或是一整天，甚至于还有、像是一段时间刚刚提到，像是如果你要花两个小时去做什么，你可以说 spend 2 hours,For example, doing your homework, 等等。 OK, 而且刚刚我们还看到了 cafe 这个字哦，那注意哦，发音不要念成 coffee, OK, 因为呢 cafe 就是等于 coffee shop, 咖啡厅这样子的意思，注意它的发音 cafe.
Andrew, he likes the idea. He says, sounds great. Do you have a cafe in mind? If you say sounds great,、mm-hmm. yeah, it's like saying good idea.
Right.
I agree with you. Do you have a cafe in mind, it means, are you thinking of a particular cafe? Do you know one that we、mm-hmm. can go to? That's what in mind means. It means, are you thinking of something?
Okay, 当然呢有人有建议， Andrew 当然很开心，他说 sounds great, 就像刚刚 Joe 老师补充的，他有点像是我们听到一个很棒的一个 idea, 就是说、oh,Great idea, sounds great. 那接下来呢，他可能也不想要去想说到底去哪里，要想说反正这个 Tracy 有想法嘛，他说诶，那你有想要去的咖啡厅吗？ OK, 这里呢 have somebody or something in mind, 就是想到什么或是考虑到什么这样子的意思哦。
Now Tracy, she does have one in mind. She is thinking of a particular place.She says, yes, its name is Langlangbeiku.、Mm. It's near Taipei Main Station. So it's、very centrally located in Taipei City. It's very convenient. It's right by Taipei Main Station. That's the one she has in mind. That's the one she's thinking of.
Nice, OK, 这时候 Tracy 好像就推荐一个我个人也非常想要去的一个咖啡厅，他说有啊有啊，这间店就叫做浪浪别哭，那在哪里呢？在 Taipei Main Station, 哇，很方便找到，就是在台北车站附近哦。
Andrew hears the name of the cafe and he says that's a strange name, strange means it's weird, it's odd, you hear the name and you go say what?What does that mean? Why do they give it that name? That's what、right. strange means. It means unusual or surprising, especially in a way that's difficult to understand or to explain.
OK, 所以这时候 Andrew 说诶，这个浪浪别哭怎么听起来有点 strange, 怪怪的 OK, 其中的 strange, S-T-R-A-N-G-E, 它是一个形容词表示奇怪的。那通常呢我们也可以用诶另外一个字，大家可能会觉得 funny 这个字好像是有趣的好笑的。不过如果我们说诶怎么这个吃起来怪怪的， this food tastes funny or it tastes strange, 都可以用来表示奇怪的意思哦。So how can we use strange in a sentence?Show?
We could say, for some strange reason, Wayne doesn't like to watch movies. For some strange reason, Wayne doesn't like to watch movies. Who doesn't like to watch movies? Everybody loves movies. That's why we say、
right.
it's strange. He doesn't like to watch movies?、
Mm.
Everyone loves to watch movies or TV shows. So、mm. remember this word strange. It means weird or something that makes you go, huh? What? I don't get it. I don't understand. Next, Tracy says, it means...Stray animals, please don't cry. So that's、mm. why they chose this name. Yeah, you might think that's a weird name for a cafe.、
Mm-hmm.
Usually cafes, their names have something to do with relaxing, like、
right.
it's called like the Relax Cafe, or it's called the Good、mm-hmm. Food Cafe, or
Yummy
Cafe, something to do with the food, or relaxing, or the good coffee, the nice tea. But、mm-hmm. this means stray animals, please don't cry.
Of course, okay, so, 这时候呢，当然我相信 Andrew 他不太懂，但是 Tracy 就接着解释说，其实呢，浪浪别哭呢，它的意思含义呢，就是指 stray animals, 也就是指流浪动物们。Please don't cry, 别哭哦。那其中我们看到的 stray 这个形容词其实就有着流浪的意思，所以 stray animals 就是流浪动物，当然你后面也可以代换成其他就是比较 specific 特殊的动物，像是 stray dogs, stray cats, 流浪狗、流浪猫等等。
So Andrew, he says, I guess this cafe has something to do withstray animals. So he's,、
mm-hmm.
he's guessing, based on the information that he has,、
right.
he's saying, oh, I think that's what this name means. And、mm. that's why they chose this name.
So Andrew 接下来就说、欸、那我猜这间咖啡厅跟流浪动物可能是有关哦。 其中我们看到的 guess 大家都不陌生吧，就是有猜的意思，它是个动词，像是我们常常要讲一个很有趣的东西，我们就说 guess what， 你猜怎么了，来做当做开场白。另外常常在口语我们也会常常说 I guess so 或是 I think so， 来表示我想如此吧这样子的意思哦。
Guess, it's a verb and it means to try to answer a question or form an opinion when you are not sure whether you will be correct. So you don't know if you'll be right or wrong, but you say something. For example, I don't know the answer, so I'll just guess it. I don't know the answer, so I'll just guess it. That's what I always did for multiple choice questions. If I didn't know the answer, I always guessed C.
Okay.
Sometimes it worked, sometimes it didn't. That was my strategy. That was my plan. B, C, that it was just a guess because I didn't know. Hopefully, most of the time I did know, and hopefully you do too. I'm not recommending that strategy. It's just what I did. I guessed because I didn't know.
没错，刚刚的例句意思就是说，我不知道答案，所以我就可能会猜一下哦。这就是 guess 的意思。刚刚我们还看到一个片语，就是 have something to do with， 就是和什么有关的意思哦。Okay, so next Tracy says, yes, it gives a home to cats and dogs. 意思就是没错啊，它提供了这个流浪猫狗一个家哦，也就是指浪浪咖啡。
Andrew then says, so it looks after the animals until somebody adopts one. So that's his question. So how do they actually do this? How do they give the homes to the stray dogs and cats that don't have homes?
接着 Andrew 就说、所以呢直到猫狗被领养呢浪浪别哭都会一直照顾流浪动物吗？Okay, and here we see look after the phrase. What does it mean?
That just means to take care of somebody. You could use these interchangeably.
Okay.
You could say look after or to take care of. It just means that you're going to provide things for that stray animal, in this case, stray cat or stray dog. We could also say the father looks after the children while their mother is at work.
Okay.
The father looks after the children while their mother is at work. So in place of looks after, we could also say takes care of.
Of course. So look after 以及 take care of 两个都是差不多的意思，可以代换都有照顾的意思哦。Okay, 那刚刚我们还看到 adopt 就是指领养的意思哦。So next Tracy says, that's right, it also gives 3% of each bill to animal shelters. Tracy 就说对啦，而且同时他会从每一张的账单中捐 3%, 就是 3% 的钱给动物收容所。Okay, so here we see the word bill. What does it mean?
The bill is what you receive after you have a meal or a drink or order anything at a cafe or at a restaurant. It just shows how much money that you owe to pay for the services or the food or anything that you have bought. So you say, can I have the bill? Can I have the check? Something like
that. Right.如果常常要去就外面吃饭的时候要拿账单，当然就会说 bill or can I have the bill or the check please. OK, bill, B-I-L-L, 它就是账单的意思。For example, the waiter gave us our bill after our meal. The waiter gave us our bill after our meal. OK, 吃完饭后当然呢我们就会请这个 waiter 给我们这个账单。We also saw the word shelter, 它是一个名词，就有着庇护所或是收容所的意思。
And Andrew says, I can't wait to see this cafe. So he really wants to go and check it out.
接着他说 I can't wait, 就是我等不及要去看这个或者去这个咖啡厅咯。 Okay, that's all the time we have for today. Let's go to our wrap up.
So today on the program, we've been introduced by Andrew and Tracy to a special cafe called Lang Lang Bie Ku. Please excuse my
pronunciation.
Thank you. Thank you for pronouncing that correctly for me. It's a special place where you can go and it's like a regular cafe. But this one, they donate 3% of every bill to animal shelters. So they're helping to take care of the stray dog and cat population.
真的很棒耶，所以其实去浪浪别哭，如果你去消费的话，这个账单 3% 呢都会用来帮助这个流浪猫跟流浪狗哦。 So I think it's really great to go to a nice cafe and as well as helping outThe street animals.
That's right. You can go and enjoy a nice meal, have a relaxing time, and you're also helping out all the poor cats and dogs that don't have homes yet. And hopefully, By you going there, you're going to help them get their forever home as well. So if you like dogs or like cats, you can go check it out, and maybe you'll fall in love with a cat or a dog and end up with a new pet, a new friend for life. We're going to learn more about this cafe in our next program, so please join us then. Until next time, I'm Joe.
And I'm Laura. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Everything always looks so fresh and green in the spring.
Everything always looks so fresh and green in the spring.
在春天里，所有的东西看起来都绿意盎然。今天 Vina 呢又要回归春光烂漫的春日啦。哎，别想歪好吗？此春光非彼春光。Everything always looks so fresh and green in the spring. 春天里面呢，所有的东西看起来都绿意盎然。Vina 呢，这次与 looks 还是脱不了关系。今天大家要教大家 look 除了当感官动词，又当连缀动词的用法哦。You look so pretty today. 你今天看起来非常的漂亮。连缀动词呢和 be 动词的功用呢有点类似哦，后面是搭配形容词。She is pretty 就是 be 动词加上形容词的句型啦。 Most movie stars look perfect in front of the camera. 大部分的影星呢在镜头前啊看起来都十分的完美。 Why you look so sad? 你为什么看起来这么伤心？好啦，回归到今天的小聚会一下。 Fresh 是指清新的或是干净的意思。 Fresh air, fresh water 清新的空气或干净的水。而除了 fresh 这个字之外啊，Bright 明亮的 Vina 我个人认为也可以用来形容春天哦。春光乍现照亮大地，感觉是否也是很疗愈的呢？好啦，先让我们来看一下今天的小聚会吧。 Everything always looks so fresh and green in the spring. See you guys later, bye.
Everything always looks so fresh and green in the spring
Everything always looks so fresh and green in the spring.
Chit chat.
Hey, 大家当的志明车工。
志明今天三点我进去啦。
买买菜还看电话啦。
哎，志明，志明。
喂，我挂掉。
嘿，丢，你慢慢讲，嘿，车工。
哎，在那个拉拉老师啊。
嘿，
嘿，那个夯，嘿，夯。行的英语要怎讲啊？
你太辛苦了吼，我刚才在讲电话。
你卖错了。
哇，今天的读者来信收到一个，来自这个三峡的胡子大哥啦，他想要问说。啊，这个很夯的英文要怎么说？其实很夯的英文呢，有不同的说法哦。今天我们要介绍两个也是很夯的这个流行语哦。You can say something is a hit, or something is a hit movie, a hit singer, etc. Here, hit is used as a noun. For example, that movie is a hit in Japan. 那部电影在日本超夯的。Or, I really like Sui Tang. She's not only a hit supermodel, but also a hit actress. 而猜猜看，如果在这个音乐行里面看到的 greatest hits 是什么意思呢？哎呦，想想看，如果把这个最夯或是大家很喜欢的歌曲都通通放在一块，不就是精选集的意思吗？另外呢，你们还可以用 be all the rage 同样来表示某个人事物很夯很火红的意思哦。像是我另外一个偶像赵又廷 Mike Zhao became all the rage after starring in the TV drama Black and White。 Black and White 是什么？就是痞子英雄的那个偶像剧。我们来学一下电视剧，我们可以用 TV drama 来表示哦。
What did we learn from Teacher Laura?
胡子大哥，所以你听清楚了吗？很夯的英文可以说 something is a hit, 或者是 something is a hit song, hit movie, etc. 或者你也可以用 something or somebody is all the rage. For example, touchscreen cell phones are all the rage nowadays.
The Cafe That Cares.Andrew and Tracy are at home.
What do you want to do tomorrow?
Why don't we spend the afternoon at a cafe?
Sounds great. Do you have a cafe in mind?
Yes, its name is Lang Lang Bie Ku. It's near Taipei Main Station.
That's a strange name.
It means stray animals, please don't cry.
I guess this cafe has something to do with stray animals.
Yes, it gives a home to cats and dogs.
So it looks after the animals until somebody adopts one?
That's right. It also gives 3% of each bill to animal shelters.
I can't wait to see this cafe.
Strange. Strange. For some strange reason, Wayne doesn't like to watch movies. For some strange reason, Wayne doesn't like to watch movies. Guess. Guess. I don't know the answer, so I'll just guess it. I don't know the answer, so I'll just guess it. Look after. Look after. The father looks after the children while their mother is at work. The father looks after the children while their mother is at work. Bill. Bill. The waiter gave us our bill after our meal. The waiter gave us our bill after our meal.